Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 20th. Tesla is installing more production robots at its Fremont factory in order to increase capacity, according to new construction permits. Electrek found new building permits applications for Mino Equipment and Fixture Anchorage and Mino Robot Riser Anchorage Structural Package. The equipment is coming from Mino Automation, a company that specializes in automation production systems. According to their website, they mainly focus on body-in-white production systems, including resistance welding systems, body framing systems, laser application systems, sealing systems, hemming systems, and automated transfer systems. Electrek has learned that Tesla has quietly made the Model 3, and likely the Model Y, ready for bidirectional charging, which should enable some game-changing features in the near future. Marco Gaxiola, an electrical engineer who participated in a Model 3 teardown for a Tesla competitor, reverse-engineered the electric car's charger and found that it was ready for bidirectional charging. He told Electrek, quote, "What I learned on reverse-engineering the Model 3 charger was that the design is fully bidirectional. This means power can be converted from AC to DC the same way as the previous example, but also power can flow in a reverse direction, coming from the battery and ending up on the AC side. This is known as DC to AC inverter, and when this technology is present in a vehicle, it is known as V2G or vehicle to grid. Now, in terms of practical features for owners, they could potentially power their house with a Tesla vehicle during a power outage or charge another electric vehicle with their own." A Swedish startup called Northvolt, who secured massive backing from Volkswagen, has unveiled its own stationary electric storage solution to compete with Tesla's PowerPack and Megapack. The company is emphasizing its modular capability, enabling quick deployment and mobility, but they are aiming at powering remote electricity grids, reinforcing weak grids, supporting electric vehicle charging and delivering grid services, such as balancing power flexibility or other ancillary services. A new video walk-around of the Volvo XC40 Recharge has been released, Volvo's first of many EVs. This video reveals a highly capable and quite handsome electric crossover. The most prominent changes to date for its incarnation as an electric vehicle are the flush-covered grille compared to Volvo's conventional concave design. Volvo will offer 8 color choices for the XC40 Recharge, including a new color called Sage Green. The vehicle also includes a large frunk with space for a charging cable and tire repair. For a list of additional features, specs, and a link to the 14-minute marketing video, head to electrek.co. Mazda began production of the all-new electric Mazda MX-30 at its Ugina Plant No. 1 in Hiroshima, Japan. The company is keeping its first pure EV moving forward to answer the demand for electric vehicles in Europe, where stricter CO2 reductions are in place. The new MX-30 is a hatchback featuring rear half doors for passenger access. The driving range is 200 kilometers or 124 miles, as measured on the WLTP test cycle. The MX-30 arrives in Europe dealerships in the fall of 2020. The crossover, which is about the size of the Mazda CX-3, is expected to have a starting price of around $35,000. General Motors has released the first teaser image from inside the GMC Hummer EV electric pickup, and it's showing an open-top feature. GM was supposed to reveal the electric vehicle this month, however, it was pushed back due to the pandemic. For now, we get a view from inside the rear seat, gazing up at the starry night sky through the glass top. We can assume the photo was taken during the pandemic when pollution and smog were at shockingly low levels. Tim Grew, General Motors Director of Battery Cell Engineering and Electrification Strategy, held a virtual media conference about the company's EV battery strategy. Throughout the session, Grew emphasized the company's preference for pouch cells that will be manufactured in a joint venture with LG Chem in Ohio. Modularity and flexibility seem to be very important notes. Among other cited advantages, Grew said this modular, stackable approach also enables the best EV packaging for vehicle footwells. According to Grew, the footwells of one of its EVs alone can accommodate 22 kilowatt hours of energy storage using a horizontal stacking technique. As countries around the world rush to lock down their cities and combat the spread of COVID-19 pandemic, previously gridlocked roads quickly became eerily empty. But these traffic-free thoroughfares can't last forever. Electrek's Micah Toll makes his case for transitioning commuters of all kinds to personal electric vehicles of all kinds. Electric bikes, electric scooters, mopeds, motorcycles, all of them have a valuable place in helping to reduce boredom in life, pollution in cities, congestion in streets, and disease through mass transit. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy released a map that shows what powers each state. They explain, quote, "When an electric vehicle is charged from the electric grid, there are upstream emissions involved with creating the electricity. The amount of emissions is dependent on the source used to create that electricity. Below is a map showing the approximate grid mix for each state, as well as the national average." The Environmental Protection Agency head, Andrew Wheeler, will be questioned by members of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee today about rolling back environmental regulations during the coronavirus pandemic. Stay tuned for updates. The Spanish government is ready to go net zero. It's proposing a law, which still needs to be approved by the parliament, and the law would make Spain run on 100% renewable energy, ban new coal, oil, and gas extraction immediately, end direct fossil fuel subsidies, and make all new vehicles emission-free by the year 2040. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, shared electric scooter provider GoX is combining its scooters with self-driving technology from the company Tortoise. The new scooters automatically drive to your location, then return on their own to a charging and disinfecting station afterwards. To make this 6-month trial possible, the Atlanta suburb of Peachtree Corners in Georgia passed an ordinance mandating that all shared mobility devices in the city be capable of automated repositioning. The goal is to fight the problem of discarded scooters that are strewn about the city, as well as increase accessibility. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.